This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomFoneSex.com, and a special hello to the sissies. And if you read my latest blog, welcome to the latest and greatest science fiction for sissies offering, The Sissy Dick and Dash, with your host, the Ebony Femdom Sissy Trainer. This one is going to run long, so if you like sissy erotica, grab a drink, grab a snack, and enjoy the ride, because here we go. The year is 2055, and the Ebony Femdom Sissy Trainer, Duchess Willow, has opened a combination adult bookstore and sex arcade called The Sissy Dick and Dash. Now, for most people in the futuristic kink community, they know that once you walk through the doors, you can find nearly anything for your fetish tastes. But there are still a few, like Patrick, who walked into Duchess Willow's shop completely ignorant of what sorts of things a place called Sissy Dick and Dash would have behind the curtain. Like most men, Patrick was looking for something new, different, and exciting. He was one of those guys that would call a phone sex line and utter the words, "I'm into anything." As a matter of fact, as soon as the Duchess looked up from her tablet behind the counter and saw him looking around curiously, she knew the type, and that he was not one of her regulars. So she certainly did saunter up to him and breathe life into his ever-growing curiosity as soon as he laid eyes on her. "Can I help you with something?" Patrick ogled her for a moment, and immediately his mouth clamped shut. The Duchess rolled her eyes and sighed, and then leaned in, whispering in his ear, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way, beloved. I know you're new. I've never seen you walk in here before. And I also know that you're wondering what's behind door number 2. She straightened up, putting her hand on her hip. "If you cross that threshold, you will do whatever I tell you, whenever I tell you, and exactly how I tell you. Understand, boy?" He stood there frozen, stunned by her straightforward demeanor. His lips formed a tight line, hands clenched until his knuckles turned white. "Did you hear me, boy? I said, do you understand?" His mouth opened finally. "I'm sorry, I..." Part of him wanted to run. The other part of him desperately wanted to know what was behind the door, and he certainly didn't want to leave empty-handed. "Miss Duchess," she said, flatly cutting him off. "Duchess, I didn't mean to offend." Without missing a beat, the Duchess tossed her head in annoyance and pulled a belt from around her waist, looped it around his neck, and repurposed it as a collar. "If I wait for you to make up your dumbass mind, we'll be here all day. You got money?" Startled, Patrick nodded. "Yes, I have my credit card and credit chips." He showed her his clear plastic wallet with the card and the monetary chips, which she proceeded to snatch from him as she turned and tugged on the belt. "Let's go." They passed rows of bookshelves, Patrick curiously reading some of the graphic titles. "Ebony Giantess Takes Manhattan," "Ebony Shemale Demoness," "Big Booty Amazon Trance," "Ebony Strap-On Domination," "The Wicked White Boy Trainer." So many Ebony erotica themed titles with images that were equally intriguing. Finally, they reached the deep blue velvet curtain, Duchess Willow pulling the curtain back and walking through. As Patrick followed her, the curtain slapped him in the face, which he pushed away, only to see a bright, glowing, pink light blinding him as he stepped through the threshold. Once his eyes adjusted, his mouth dropped. Long hallways lined with partition booths. Some were occupied. Wet sounds and sounds of grunting, thrusting, and other sounds of moaning were echoing through the hallways. Then he saw the unused pleasures waiting to be taken. The dangling lower half of some unidentified slut, dangling provocatively from one booth, another with their legs pointed up to the sky, and yet another, spread-eagled, legs pointed out. Bright neon signs illuminated each booth, vacant in pink, occupied in orange, out of order in red. In one of the out-of-order booths, all Patrick could see was a mouth hung open and tilted to the side, drooling as its chin rested on the tiny partition shelf. There was something pooling on the floor under it, but he couldn't make out what it was. All of the Ebony Femdom's toys at the Sissy Dick and Dash were men, or at least what remained of what once was a man. They had all been sissified and feminized and fluffed and put on display for any horny man, woman, or T-girl who wanted to get their dick wet. They finally reached the end of the hall to an open showering area. Patrick was ordered to strip, but he protested. "Duchess, I know you said the sissies are feminized men, but I don't think that's really what I'm looking for." The Duchess shot him a look. "Do you remember my instructions before I walked your ass in here?" she asked, glaring at him. "You and I are going to have some fun. More so you, but that doesn't matter. I love a good show. Now strip, Patrick." He stared at her in shock. His identification card in his wallet did have his name on it, but she hadn't looked at it and he hadn't mentioned his name to her. He silently scolded himself and began undressing, remembering the warnings he'd heard growing up. If you go looking for trouble, you just might get it. He stripped, stepped into the glowing neon shower, and immediately the doors slid closed and a pink smoke filled the chamber. As the warm spray of water hit him, he began to feel strange. His body tingled all over. The rows of jets sprayed him with water and some other cleaning fluid that smelled of vanilla and berries. Then the water was vacuumed from the chamber and a blast of hot air blew him dry, literally. Finally, the doors of the Sissy Dick and Dash shower slid open. After having his first sissy wash and dry, Patrick stepped out of the shower and turned to face a mirror on the wall to his right and gasped. Whatever was in the shower jets had completely removed all his body hair and bleached his genitals. "Bend over and spread your cheeks and let me see your asshole," the Duchess said curtly. He bent over in stunned silence, spreading his cheeks while looking into the mirror between his legs to find that his asshole and taint had been bleached along with his now hairless cock and balls. "Very good, slut. Now stand up and let's get you into your outfit." Just as the cacophony of bassy men's voices increased, he realized more customers had come in and now there was no going back. "Ass or mouth?" the Duchess asked as she helped Patrick into pink thigh-high stockings and matching pink garters.
What?
Patrick stammered. Which one do you want to take, Dick, first? Answer carefully, because this will determine your placement in the booths. Horror-stricken, Patrick gulped and said, Ass. His thinking was that if he didn't have to suck, then he wouldn't have to look at the men who were going to use him. The ebony femdom smirked as she finished putting on his collar, which read, Pink BBC Sissies, in bright gold letters against pink leather. Turning him around to face the mirror once more, she gave his now smooth ass a playful slap, and then another on the other cheek, and then a harder slap on both. Patrick yelped. The showers are an important part of working here. Every day you come in for your shift, you head straight for the chamber. The cleaning solution is a sissy solvent that will keep your skin soft and pliable and keep your brand new pussy hole pretty. You'll want it to look nice for the boys. And the boys. The slaps are just to give you an appealing rosy ass. Some of the gentlemen that frequent this sissy establishment like the red handprints. All right, let's get you to your station. Patrick followed the Duchess back down the hallway, filled with plump, sissy asses and lips. They stopped at booth 419, glowing neon in pink that read, Vacant, reflected in Patrick's wide, awestruck blue eyes. There were tiny cushioned mounts outside the opening of the booth, used as knee and foot rests. All right, let's get you inside. Stick your body all the way into the waist and lay on the table with your arms outstretched. The table vibrates and is heated. The cuffs have cushioned nodules inside them to massage your arms and help with circulation. Patrick wiggled inside the tube and laid down with his ass and legs dangling. As the Duchess positioned his knees and feet and strapped him in for a night of anonymous pleasuring, the cuffs locked on and immediately began whirring to life. The massage felt very pleasurable, the vibrating table making his nipples stiffen and tingle against the sensation. Almost immediately he relaxed and began to feel the first inklings of arousal, which in his mind seemed strange, given the circumstances he was in, but he knew this is what he'd come for, even if he wasn't able to put a name to it. Now, here's a quick rundown of what to expect. If you've never had anything in your ass before, this will help. Patrick made a puzzled sound, and then yelped as the Duchess slipped two lubed fingers inside him. That will give you a numbing sensation, but you will still be able to feel yourself getting fucked. Dripping is normal. You're going to be filled with a lot of cum. Not that anyone would ask, but your new name is Josie. Like that old Pussycats cartoon, the men won't talk to you. They come here to fuck. You are locked into your booth, and I will come back to check on you at the end of 12 hours. Horror flooded Patrick once more. 12 hours? He cried through the tube. Yes, don't worry, it will go by very quickly. They love breaking in the new sissies. The Duchess patted Josie's bare ass affectionately and stepped back to admire her handiwork. Well, that's it. I'll keep your belongings till your shift is over. Welcome to the Sissy Dick and Dash, Sissy. Have a good fuck, or several. Josie was now a new Sissy Dick and Dash whore and a sissy trainee. The The ebony femdom left him locked and ready to be loaded as the table whirred and hummed beneath him, while the cool air in the hallway bathed his exposed half. It didn't take long before Josie got his first customer, and soon after experienced being plowed like a cornfield for several hours on end as the men lined up to sample the newest sissy at the Dick and Dash. This is Duchess Willow again, and I know this is a long story if you read it before listening to this podcast, and if not, you can go read it. And once again, I had no idea what I was going to write before I wrote it. I just knew what the theme was: sissy training and a slutty sissy's wet dream. If you have a hardcore sissy fetish, I invite you to dive in on the deep end, sissies, and call me. Do you wonder what it would feel like to be feminized and then fucked anonymously? That whorish ass cunt of yours is probably twitching already at the mere thought. If so, call the Ebony Femdom Sissy Trainer at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. There will also be a Cuckold Bootcamp blog post from me this month, since Cuckold Fantasies is our site of the month, and I'd like to talk about my style of ebony femdom cuckolding. I just needed to get this story out of the way, as I've been threatening to write it since before Halloween. I hope you like it. Leave me a comment on the blog, and don't forget to call me this month and take part in my 6-year phone sex anniversary celebration. And just a quick summary, if you pay for 10 minutes or more with me, you get 5 added free. If you pay for 30 minutes or more, you get 10 minutes added free. And if you pay for 60 minutes or more, you get 20 minutes on the house. So, many reasons to call, and we have many other phone sex discounts happening this month to bring in some kinky Christmas cheer. I hope you enjoyed the story, and stay safe and stay blessed.